It all changed in 1988. The magazine started calling Seattle the most livable place in America, and people started flocking here like Emerald City was more than a nickname. Everyone wanted to be here. Everyone wanted to be us. And there was the music. It had been bubbling up for a few years, but now it was a cauldron ready to overflow. We all believed in it. All it needed was one act to break through, and that was going to be Craig Adler and his band Snake Blood. They had the songs, they had the style. Above all, they had Craig, the perfect front man. They were ready. Then, right before they were set to sign with a major label, Craig was dead. An overdose. It was stupid. It was pointless. I'd written about him. I knew the talent there. Now I wanted to make sense of it. I needed to put it all down on paper, to have it in print for everyone to see and understand. It should have been simple. Craig had used heroin before. Yeah, everyone swore he was clean. But all it took was one bright, shiny needle and a dose that was too strong. Straightforward. Another tragedy. Then the threat started. A phone call to back off. A bullet in the mail. Suddenly, nothing was what it seemed on the yellow brick road, and I didn't know who was behind the curtain.